Thanks for exploring the Heights. This year, for obvious reasons, we can't have one big open house, and so we're going to have a bunch of smaller open houses, each one devoted either to our lower school or to our middle school or to our upper school. Our headmaster will offer a presentation at each and every single one. However, at each open house presentation, he'll take a deeper dive into one aspect of our mission as it relates to the school division that he's speaking to. So this first presentation here is devoted to the physical well-being of our lower school students. Stay tuned to hear how the Heights forms the moral, spiritual, and intellectual good of our boys in each of the lower, middle, and upper schools. Enjoy.
The physical growth in the lower school happens in two ways, I would say. One is in an structured way, and the second one is in an unstructured way. The structured way in which we do this physical education is through class, right? They have physical education class just about every day. In that class, they do a combination of exercises. They're meant to develop their agility, their coordination, their balance, their strength, right? We don't have third graders lifting weights, right? We don't go there, but there's a lot of exercises for agility, balance, coordination. And also in physical education class, they play sports games. And the reason for that is, one, to help them develop at an early age skills for particular sports games. Even more importantly is to get them to appreciate different games. Right? We believe that the more sports that students play, the better. Right? Instead of just being a one-sport athlete, if somebody plays two or three sports, it's just better physically, better mentally, better socially. There's many benefits. So for that reason, when they're in third, fourth, and fifth grade, we like to expose them to several sports. Get them to appreciate them. Get them to like them. Perhaps we can get them hooked into two or three of those at the same time. And also the sports game, not only to develop skill and appreciation, but frankly, enjoyment. You know, one of the aspects of sports that can easily be taken out of sports, even at the high school level and middle school level, is the enjoyment of play. And the idea of play is fundamental. Your sons have to play. They have to enjoy play. If your sons at their age don't get to play and enjoy how they play, they will try to play later when they're our age. And that doesn't work well, right? At our age, we still enjoy activities, but it's more a time to get serious, right? We get more responsibilities. At their age is when they have to enjoy play. Whenever they don't play, right, I think the thing to say to a 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old is, why don't you act your age? Get out and play, right? Acting your age is not always, you know, you should behave more maturely. Sometimes it means go and play. Act your age. That's what you should do at this point. But more important than the structured time is the unstructured time. Your son is going to have multiple recesses during the day, including before and after school. They treat it as a recess, right? You will find out that your son will want to get here before 8:20 when classes begin, maybe before 8, because that's his break time. Break from who knows what, a car ride, breakfast, right, before school begins. And then after school, the first day, you will nervously pick him up at 3:06 when he gets out. By the second week, my guess is that he's telling you that you don't need to come that early. That it's okay if you come at 3:30, right? Because he wants to play with his friends and go into the woods and run around and get some more playing time. Besides that, we have a lot of classes outside. Before COVID, right? This year, we're outside the whole time. Before COVID, we do like to go outdoors, right? Whether it is for natural history and go creaking or just for class, you know, enjoy the outside. There is a preference for the outside world here at the Heights for your son's age group. And we'll try to do that as much as possible. By the way, we also do that when there is things like snow on the ground. Right? If your son happens to be here when there is snow on the ground, he will find out with great glee that snowball fights are actually allowed. There are some rules as to what you can do. Right? There are some areas where you shouldn't have it, like right next to windows. And there are some rules such as you have to be 10 yards apart. and you can only throw above the waist and below the neck, and no rocks in the snow, no ice balls. And the, you know, ultimate most important rule is that you cannot throw a snowball at a faculty member unless he throws first, in which case it's only right and proper that the student should be able to throw back. So he'll find that out with great glee. Lunches will be outside as much as possible, right, weather permitting. And frankly, even just walking between the buildings, right, between his class and the art room, between that and the gym, between that and the fields, between here and the chapel, he's going to be outside. And most of the time when third, fourth, and fifth graders are outside, they tend to be running. They like to run everywhere. We know this from Mass. You know, when you get to Mass, you know that the third grade is coming up because you hear their panting and heavy breathing, which only, you know, lasts about 20 seconds before they catch their breath. It's just much healthier for them to do that, right? It's much healthier for them to be outside. If you want to look at it this way, the lower school in terms of physical exercise is a great natural functional movement program. Right? At our age, we may spend a lot of attention and dedication to practice functional movement. Right? How do we stay in shape so that we can go through our lives, and do the things that we need to do physically? Often in the schools, we take that away, and we focus our attention on developing them physically in ways that are just that functional. Your kids, your sons, have a built-in system to develop physically the way they ought. If we just let them do that, right? If we just step back and let them do it. And the way that they develop that is by doing things that kids your son's age for centuries have done, things like climbing trees, things like, you know, building forts and moving rocks. You know, those things that sometimes you wonder, why is that kid moving that rock back and forth? And if nothing else, the answer is great functional movement training, right? He's doing all he's doing. He knows his body is telling him what he should do. Right, to get stronger and more agile, more balanced, and more coordinated. So the program that we have in physical education is part of the way in which he's going to develop physically. The best way is going to be by facilitating their healthy habits of physical growth that are built into themselves. We just give them the time, we give them the space that we have down in the valley.